Ugh, that popcorn really did a number on me.
What's that?
That popcorn did a number on me.
What do you mean, a bad thing?
I guess so.
It's too much?
Too much. Too much nonsense.
Too much nonsense. Uh-oh. Did you just, like, eat a lunch of popcorn?
Pretty much. Yeah, that's like nonsense nutrition.
Yeah, that's it. I don't think popcorn's bad for you, but it probably doesn't feel good with that much, you know, raw footage.
Raw footage. I know. I know what you mean.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Like going into it.
Keep it going. There we go.
I want to hear you.
No.
That should be the whole
Come
opening.
On.
All right, fine.
This is the first time we've started in a really professional manner. We've done it.
You still don't know the words.
Those sound like words to me.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dr. Game Show. I'm Joe Firestone. This is Manolo Moreno.
I'm here.
Yeah, we're here. If you're new to the show, this is a show where we play games submitted by listeners. We play them regardless of quality or content. We play them with you, the callers, and an in-studio guest. Now, you can call in and play at any time when we are recording. The number is 857-MANOLO-1. That's 857-MANOLO. M-A-N-O-L-O.
W-A-N-D.
Yes, wand. Manolo wand. And if you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. You can always win a custom magnet. Sponsored by Sticker Mule. And if you win against our guest, which will be challenging, we'll see how it goes. So that being said, if you have an idea for a game, you can always submit it at drgameshow@gmail.com. That's drgameshowwand@gmail.com.
But it's
I think
not.
That's all my announcements, right? One game wins at the end of each episode, then we play the next episode.
Yep.
I think that's pretty much the concept we've pitched to
but
now
I've
three
never,
networks.
I've never heard it pitched so succinctly.
Yes, I'm getting better at it. And you know who we have today? Can we just really...
Let's let it wait a little while.
No, I want to let it rip.
Let it rip.
We got Katie Hartman with us. You might know Katie. She wrote for Paid Off with Michael Torpy. You have been on a lot of stuff. You were on The Week Of.
Yeah.
That was so exciting.
Yeah.
I loved seeing you in that.
Thanks. It was fun to do it.
That was, how many days did you have to go to a wedding on set?
The indoor part was like a full week.
Oh my
God. Yeah. The indoor part was a full week. The last scene was just like full of fire and smoke.
Wait, can you explain what The Week Of is for our listeners?
Sure. Yeah. It is an Adam Sandler, Robert Smigel movie on Netflix. You can catch it on the flicks. And it's the week leading up to a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Katie, you also have a podcast.
Oh, yeah. I'm on a podcast, but I don't. Yeah, it's called God Ween Evan. It's really for people who enjoy the band Ween, which, you know what, few but mighty. And I do not, if you don't enjoy Ween, I wouldn't recommend it.
Pennsylvania Pride.
Like, no, yeah, hey. Here you are.
Are you Pennsylvania Pride?
No, I'm San Diego Pride.
Wow. Oh, the zoo.
Oh, world famous.
Oh, the zoo.
Yeah.
I have a podcast about the San Diego Zoo.
But if you don't like it, you shouldn't listen to it.
Yeah.
Do you need a co-host?
Yeah, I have a co-host.
Oh, who is it?
The penguin from the...
Dang.
From the zoo?
Yes.
The one penguin from the zoo?
Yeah.
Dang.
How is Georgie?
Georgie Zoo and Manolo Zoo.
Oh, yeah, your last name is the place you live.
Mm-hmm.
Like me, I'm JoJo Brooklyn. Okay.
That's funny. I'm Katie Brooklyn.
Katie Brooklyn, sister.
Oh, that's sweet.
I've
I like
listened
that.
To your podcast.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Katie, I have a question for you.
Please.
Because I don't really know. Do you like games?
I guess we've never talked about
this
before.
We've never talked about this before, but do you like games? Okay.
I have a follow-up question.
You put me on the spot. I do enjoy games, but growing up, my older brother was very competitive and cheated a lot.
No.
And so the competition thing in me has been almost nihilistic now, where I'm just sort of like, we all know this doesn't matter, right? We all know that this doesn't matter. And that's to make me stop being angry when I see somebody mm-hmm. cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I always think they're going to.
Yeah, competitive people really squash any like excitement or joy from my game playing.
It's true.
Do you feel like, well, what if custom magnets are on the line?
Oh, then I am in it to win it, baby.
Great. My follow-up question.
Yeah.
How many hours do you think both of you have spent together?
Oh.
I don't know.
That's like a total?
Yeah, because it's interesting, because I think, well, I actually know for a fact that I met Katie 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a lot of hours.
Yeah, Katie was like my first comedy hero.
Oh, that's crazy.
What, do you remember the first time you saw her perform?
Yeah. It was this beautiful, it was the most beautiful thing. So we were all at the Capitol Fringe Festival in Washington, D.C. And the venues were, for the most part,
oh my God,
so hot.
Cause it was.
No air conditioning. In, what was it, August?
It was in July.
In July.
Yeah. My friend came from San Francisco to tech our show to basically like have a trip. And she had to leave early because she got heat stroke. She got heat sickness. And she like, we had to find a different tech like halfway through our run.
God.
I felt so bad for her.
It was so hot. And the problem with, well, we can't say the name of your group because it's a family-friendly show, but how would you say it if it was a family-friendly version?
Okay.
Skinny,
female dog, Jesus, meeting.
Yeah, there he goes. It has a ring to it. And so they were in this, like, this venue with no air conditioning. And then, but also they were really popular. So it was crammed to the gills with people.
And it was just like, there were these church pews, too. It was like church pews.
Yeah, it was like a very...
Isn't that weird? Every time I see church pews, I'm like, this doesn't have good heat, like... ventilation.
No, it stuck them all together. But then the best thing about, so there were two sketches that I still remember, that one of them, well, I guess we can't say this one. This one also was not.
What I'm going to say is I can't do sketch comedy without being real gross.
It was
real nasty.
This one was about a woman who had relations with all the great male comedians of her day. And it was a beautiful sketch. But the one that really was like so poignant was the sketch where Katie, it was revealed that Katie had on how many pairs of underwear?
Oh, I've never counted, but probably upwards of 25.
Yeah, and so she kept taking off and layers
underneath
of
the skirt.
What a surprise.
But it was just like, it was so real, and it was so, it was just like we were all sweating through our one layer of clothing, and then she had all this on
so
just for our enjoyment, and it was like, some of them were harder to get off than others, and it was so beautiful.
Yeah, the trick to that sketch was not dipping in too low to pull off my actual underwear, which I tried to figure out a method to it. Never really could, but yeah, it was a fun, that was a fun time. It was you guys had a great run too. And Dylan.
We were very new though, because we were trying to we saw these two people that were like doing.
But we'd only been doing it for like 2 years at that point.
That was like, we were like, those are veterans. They know everything. They're knowing how to do it. But it was like I remember one time this is so dumb, but I saw you, we saw you on the way to your show and you were eating a sandwich and you're like, we're like, you eat before the show? And you're like, yeah, it's a sandwich. And we're like, oh, we can just eat before a show. Like, we just didn't know anything.
Oh man, I'm such a good teacher.
Yeah, you were, I mean, you really, it was, so yeah, I don't know, actually know though how many hours we've spent together.
Yeah, not a whole lot. Maybe if you were going to put like the time that we were in rooms together, that would be different, but maybe like four.
Yeah.
Four
collectively.
Hours?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a total, that's not like a crazy amount, but
yeah.
You know?
Four was the one I was thinking of. So both of you win a sticker mule
magnet. Yes. Oh boy.
That is tricky though. How many hours you spend with anybody? I
sometimes
wonder.
Sometimes it's a lot less, even though you seem so close. You know
how
that?
Many hours do you think that we've spent together?
Gosh, this week alone, probably 500.
Yeah, well, it feels
that's
like two.
Okay.
But
wow.
I just don't know. That's an interesting thing.
Huh. I'm just an interesting
question asker. Like your roommates, you probably spend the most time with.
For me, yeah.
Yeah. But or maybe you don't want to.
A lot of, I generally don't hang out with roommates, but my current one, I tend to.
You hang out with your, you like her.
Yeah.
She's cool.
Family.
She's family.
Oh.
She's family.
Yeah. You work at the, you live at the Olive Garden?
Mm-hmm. We do. Yeah, it's a two booth room apartment.
His bed is made of wood sticks.
Yum.
Yum.
Yum. They always replenish them.
Yum. Mm-hmm. The best mattress. Okay, so we're going to play
sponsored by
Olive Garden mattresses.
And now a word from Olive Garden. So we're going to play some games.
Great.
And then we're going to vote on the best game. It'll be a pretty simple. So, let's go ahead and... Okay, so this first game, it's submitted by Timothy Rory. It's called Zooey Deschanel.
Ooh.
Deschanel? How do you think it would be?
I think it's Deschanel.
Deschanel? Yeah.
But it would be funny if it was Bechamel and she was a sauce.
Oh! That's okay. That's a pitch to anybody. Anybody can submit that
sauce.
Game.
Yeah.
Zooey Bechamel. It's about sauces made from animals. Okay,
right,
pitch
play
it.
That game.
Yeah, pitch it. Okay, take it away with the theme song.
Right.
Feel free to join in if you want, Katie. It's admittedly very difficult. He really makes it hard.
Quack,
quack, quack, quack, quack.
Keep going.
Do, do, do. Oh,
scraw.
There we go.
Scraw.
That's it.
Sweet Deschanel.
Nice. That was good. Okay.
That's the one.
Nice. Mm. That was good. Mm. Okay, so this is how it works. It's time to make a celebrity zoo. You go around the circle taking turns changing celebrities into animal versions. You get a point for every celeb you can change. If you get 5 points, you've made a zoo. Make your favorite animal noise when you win. Example, Brad Pitt becomes Bird Pitt.
All right, okay.
Kind of hard to say, but we'll try our best. Let's talk to Izo from... Montreal, who is actually the creator of our winning game this week.
From last week.
They're on the line.
Wow.
Izo?
Hi.
Am I saying your name wrong?
It's Izo.
Izo. Wow. Couldn't have said it worse. Okay, Izo.
You could have said it worse.
I could have. Izo. Izo, how are you?
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you?
Congratulations on an amazing game. Can't wait to play it later.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
It's huge. It's huge.
Are you eating poutine right now?
No, yeah. It's poutine.
Is there poutine
in
there?
Yeah, we're all in the game, actually, yeah.
God, what a magical world you live in.
Yeah. I'm putting it out there, and I'm sorry, Izzo, you're on the line for this, but I just think it's weird when we choose to make French fries wet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You like them dry as a bone?
Yeah, I like them soft. I like them soft.
Jeez,
and dry.
Even...
You know what makes things soft? Liquid. Gravy.
Dang,
you
I got shot in my own cage. What's that?
Now, poutine is more like a stew, not a French fry based dish, you know?
What did
it's
you say
a
to
stew.
Me? So rude, Izzo. Wow. Okay.
Actually, Joe.
Actually... French fries are a side dish, not a main course. That's
so you know what you could do
yeah.
is put a French fry in your mouth dry and then take a sip of gravy and then chew on a little cheese curd.
Dang.
You're welcome.
Mm. Wow. You know, I like the soft fries at the bottom.
That's the worst.
I could eat a whole thing of those.
I either want it wet with a sauce or crispy.
No.
You guys are making it really hard for me to keep this a family-friendly show
right now. I know. It's really, we're not making it easy for anybody. You guys ever think about what would French fries be like if they were cereal? You know what I mean? Putting milk on there. Okay?
Hey.
Okay. All right,
I'm
moving
sorry,
on.
What are you going to do with that, Katie?
Oh, no. I'm going to let it be. I'm going to let it lie.
Okay. Izzo, you want to play this game even though it's not your game?
Yeah,
oh
sure.
Oh my gosh. Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here's how the game works. Here we go. So go for it.
That's how the game works.
Yeah.
Just go for it.
So we're each going to go around and each of us says a celebrity animal?
Yeah, and it looks like Manolo doesn't have to judge, so Manolo can play.
Oh, man.
Okay, ready? Izzo, you ready? This is how the game works. Am I? Go.
Chris Hemsworth? Does that work?
Wow, I loved...
That's
yes.
great.
Yeah, I think that...
That's more for a restaurant.
It's not really an animal. It's more of a dead one. But yeah, Chris
like
Hemsworth.
Oh, that's right. I was totally into it.
Kind of depressing to call it the meat it will be, but Chris Hemsworth, I guess, works. Part one of your zoo has been created. All right, Katie?
Okay, Woody Harrelson.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I see it now. Yeah,
it's a bear.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson. No, not a barrel.
Well, we could put it next to a barrel.
Yeah, maybe you could put the pig in the barrel, shoot it, becomes a ham.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
This zoo has gotten off to a good start.
It's gotten bad. Okay, there's a real Outback Steakhouse around here.
I think we're building a steakhouse.
Yeah, take the Outback, make it a steakhouse.
Now I want to make a steakhouse.
Yeah, okay.
No, for it. I'll just say Zach Jabraff. Giraffe.
Oh, no. This is why you love games. Zach Jabraff. Okay. Zach Jabraff. Okay, everybody's got one so far. Okay.
Are we building a zoo together?
No. You're not playing.
Mm-mm, no, never.
You
never
chose
would.
Not to play this game.
That's no. weird.
Just wanted to make it clear.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody just put on the message boards Kendrick Llama, which
Ooh,
I thought was nice.
That's nice. Good. Can I use that word?
That's nice. whose turn is it? Izzo?
Oh.
Izzo.
Yeah. Tony Hawk.
Oh, easy.
Oh,
good
come
job.
On.
Good job, though.
Come on, Tony Hawk.
Okay.
Andrew wow. Bird.
Yeah, well, I do have a bird one. Okay. Let's see if this works. Mandy Patinkin.
Okay. Okay.
Who's
see.
That?
Okay.
Mandy Patinkin?
Mandy Patinkin.
That's really cute. I
Mandy
like
Patinkin. Yeah, it really does it.
It really rolls off the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
I have one.
Yeah.
It's Rihanna Kanda.
Wow. I loved the way you said that. That was so cool.
What, this? Rihanna Kanda.
Yeah. Manolo. Do you know what I'm saying?
Manolo Kanda.
Oh my gosh. Cool. Cool.
I'm just a cool dude.
Who's a celebrity in the house? It's Manolo Kanda. Ouch. Okay.
Oh no.
Our he just smacked my face.
Did your wrist just break?
Yeah.
Our high five sounded like a wet French fry.
Yum, yum.
Yum, yum.
Whose turn is it?
Izzo.
Izzo.
Okay. Steve Carellifant.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
Nice, Steve Carell.
Pretty good about that.
That was really nice. Wow, especially after Tony Hawk. What a comeback.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Got to get into it.
Yeah, that is. You're doing good. Okay. This may not track. Okay.
Yeah, Katie, here we go.
Anna Kendrick Dick.
What?
Dick? Dick is a little animal.
Okay.
What is it?
It's like a little deer it's like an African deer. Not a deer, but like a gazelle. Anna Kendrick Dick. No. Anna Kendrick Dick. No.
Yep, yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay, that
okay.
works.
Anna
that works.
Kendrick Dick. Okay, great. Anna Kendrick Dick. Thank you so much. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you for your contribution.
Oh, man, I hadn't said it out loud before, so I couldn't figure it out.
No, there, it was there. It was
man,
there.
Man, we are making a zoo now.
Yeah, I know. I mean, everybody's got three. Zoo. We're almost at the zoo.
I got Bob Balababoom.
Wow,
that's
deep
almost
cut.
A song.
Bob Balababoom.
Bob Balababoom.
We all chose a different path with that one, but that
almost harmonized.
It harmonized.
Very sort of proximate side harmony.
Yep. Put, okay. So somebody on the message board put Jay Zebra, and I thought that was a pun on Jay Leno, but it's.
Why?
I see what happened now.
Why?
It's Jay Z. Bruh, right, so that's not Jay Leno.
No, that's a...
Okay, wow. All right, Izzo.
Chris Parrott? Instead of Chris Pratt?
Yes. I always call those birds parrots. excuse me, Izzo, do you know that You're almost, did you, you're almost at a zoo.
I'm almost at a zoo.
Yeah, you know what you got to do when you hit the zoo.
You got to feed those animals.
Of course I do. Definitely.
Here's, you make your favorite animal noise when you win.
Oh, no.
Okay, just so you know.
So when we go this round, you got to get prepared.
Okay.
Okay, wait, I had gotta one in my mind.
Okay.
Katie.
Oh, no.
Katie.
I had it.
Katie.
Wait, I had it.
Your last one was Andrew Kendrick Dictic.
Yeah, I don't want to remember the last one because I can't use it again. Shoot, I had one. Oh, no.
Yeah, you
did. Did I already say Woody Barrelson?
Yeah, that one does sound familiar for sure. Yeah,
that famous animal, the barrel.
Oh my gosh, you're so close to being a zoo. Zooey Deschanel really is a challenging game.
Oh, ow, puns are bad in my brain.
You really can do any animal and then put a last name.
I'm sweating so hard. I know, but it's like Jack Rat.
Yep, that's Jack, it. That's rat. It. Jack
it's like
rat.
Jack Nicholson, except he's a rat. He's a rat. Yeah, that's Jack it. Nicholson rat. That's essentially what I did with Anna Kendrick.
That was really good. Jack Rat is perfect. Love Jack Rat.
Rats are like everyone's favorite animals at the zoo.
Yes.
They let them run free.
Ideal.
mine is Bob Seagull. Another Whoa. Famous zoo animal.
Nice work, Bob Seagull. Wow, that's really good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next.
Izzo, this is your chance.
This is my zoo. Okay, I'm going to go with Meryl Sheep.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, that's an actual good one.
Come on.
No, you got a zoo, so let's just hear what happened.
Okay.
I'd love to hear a Meryl Sheep.
Meryl Sheep.
That was really good.
Wow, that's a tearjerker.
That was worth it. That was. Have you ever considered doing dramatics?
Thought about it in my time, but don't want to outshine them, you know?
Wow, Izzo. I mean, really, if there was a champion, I mean, obviously it's Sticker Mule, but, you know, you're second. Katie?
Of course.
Well, this isn't work, but this is the only thing I can think of. Julie Louis, dry fussy dog.
Oh, fussy dog.
I can't think of anything else. Yes. And I listen to other things at the same time. Wow. Am I bad at this?
You know, really good. That was almost as good as Jack Rat.
Thank you.
I love going to the zoo.
To see the fussy dog?
Trying to feed the fussy dog,
yeah,
but it's hard because it's fussy.
It's too fussy.
Let's go feed the fussy dogs.
Well, that's why it has to be in a zoo.
Yeah. Oh, the fussy dog. So now...
Do not feed the fussy dog.
Any other animal,
unless
too.
It's Salmon Roe.
Who's it going to be? Now, you do get to make a little noise.
Yes.
And maybe it's going to be a fussy dog. We don't know.
Yeah. Let's try to do Julie Louis fussy dog. Dry fussy dog. It's a dry fussy dog.
Julie Louis fussy dog.
Ruff.
I don't like to be wet. Ruff. Oh my gosh.
I should leave.
No, that was, wow. I really hope that Julia Louis fussy dog really.
Dry
fussy dog. I don't like to be wet. Wow. Katie, that was really, I mean, you have a zoo, you know?
Gosh, this zoo is not the best zoo, but I'm proud of it.
You have some really good animals in there, rats and bears.
I really started out so strong.
And a dick and remember that toucan?
Oh, that was a good one.
Mandy Patinkin toucan.
Actually, I'm very proud of myself for that.
These are lyrical names. I like that.
What do you got, Manolo? You got to build your zoo.
All right. I got Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Wow.
Rawr.
There we go. What an end to that game. That was really good.
Wait, was that the swan?
Yep.
Yeah, that was
after pumping iron.
After pumping iron. Makes sense.
Rawr.
Makes sense. Whoa. Big muscles in those necks.
Mm-hmm. Dang. Well,
a thick neck.
It's thick neck.
It's just straight.
Izzo, you technically did get a zoo, so you're getting a custom magnet submitted.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Thank you.
Sticker Mule. Could you just give a little plug to Sticker Mule? Just so the Canadian audiences, you know.
Oh yeah, I'll spread the good Sticker Mule word up north this way. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You know, the Sticker Mule could have been in our zoo.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, that is a celebrity and an animal.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Should we go back in time?
Yeah. Redo the theme song. There we go. No. Ring ring on the tie. Ring ring. Oh, this one is even. This animal. I can't believe I chose this game. Okay, so this game is even worse.
I liked that first game. I wasn't good at it, but I can appreciate it when other people are good at it.
Sure. I mean, everybody really had their ups and downs in that one. Don't worry about that one. But so this game is it's called Dog or Goose, submitted by Mike Clark from Dowlington, Pennsylvania.
Are all the games animal-based games?
There's one non-animal.
And celebrity-based games?
Braced? There's one that's braced. No celebrity-braised
games. Low and slow.
Celebrity-braised.
John Hamm.
There you are.
Oh, animal. Take it away. Dog or goose. Something upbeat. Something fun, you know? Dog. No, come on. Something fun. Upbeat. Something fun. Upbeat. Is my microphone on? Is it something fun and up? With words, maybe? Words?
Dog or goose, or dog or goose, or dog or goose.
Less words.
Bark or honk, or bark or honk, or bark or
honk, or bark or honk, or bark or honk, or bark or honk.
Good.
That was really good.
That was great. Is that a Moog machine?
No, it's just a random thing where things happen.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. It's just, yeah. Wow. I don't understand it either.
Dog or goose?
Dog or goose. So in this game, each player makes one single syllable noise.
Bark or
no ruff 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 or honk honk. You make one guttural noise imitating a goose or a dog. Mm. The other players have to guess whether it was a dog or a goose. Each player that gets it right gets a point. The player making the noise gets a point if Manolo likes the noise.
Oh, so okay. We're playing to make you happy.
Yeah. But you only get one noise to communicate dog or goose.
Okay.
One syllable.
Are we having somebody play with us?
Yeah, we're going to talk to a bunch of people because this is going to be a rapid fire game. Oh, lightning round.
Dang.
Can you get some music for lightning round? Okay. Okay, so we're going to talk to Tara from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Tara, you're on the line.
When do I do the lightning round music?
Okay, I'm so sorry, Tara. Hold on, Tara. Tara, are you there?
Yes, I'm just waiting for the music.
Okay. Yeah, right, of course. It's like a classic lightning round thing. We've done it several times.
You guys, should I go?
No, it's okay. Just stay for a second.
Just plug your ears.
It's just like lightning round. You know what I'm saying?
So then when the caller comes on, and
yeah,
then I'll
it's
just
kind
be
of
like...
fun. Yeah, if you could play another note.
I just don't have any experience with counseling.
It's we're actually in a better place to process. But if you just want to,
this
like,
is pretty good song.
Yeah.
Though.
Okay. Something. Okay.
Lightning round.
Tara.
Hey.
Tara. How are you? Tara.
I am great.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, Tara, here we go. So, why don't you go ahead and make your noise, and we'll see what happens.
Are you doing the lightning round theme song?
Yeah, that was a really good. I guess, Katie, you want to go ahead and say, was that a goose or dog?
Oh, 100% goose, baby.
Is that correct, Tara?
No, it's my dog.
I'm so sorry. Okay, wow. Goodbye, Tara.
Your dog is a goose.
Wow. Wow, that was really fast. Tara's gone. Okay, we're going to talk to Adam from Los Angeles, California. Adam, how are you?
I'm good. Jennifer Swaniston. Jennifer Swanson.
I'm so sorry. We're actually on a different game. Goodbye. Okay. Okay. All right.
That was a really good one. Except it should be pronounced Swaniston.
Yeah. True.
Okay. We're going to talk to Steven from Orlando, Florida. Steven.
Also, he stole my animal.
Steven?
You don't own swans.
You're on. Steven.
No. Who's Steve? Do we have Steven?
This is Trevor.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I hung up on Trevor. Okay. No. So do we have Steven?
No, Trevor, baby. No, but you know what? I'm going to tell you, Trevor was going to do dog.
Trevor was going to do something. Steven?
Well, see what Trevor
did. Steven, are you there?
Maybe Trevor was going to do a dog.
No, Steven's not there. Nope. We don't have...
He was going to do a goose.
It's hard to say. Okay, well, let's talk to Alex from Lillitz, Pennsylvania.
I have Pennsylvania pride here.
I know.
Hey, oh, Pennsylvania shoot. Pride.
Yes, hello, how are you?
Queen episode.
I'm good.
Yeah?
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I'm having some technical difficulties. Okay, so, Alex, if you could just go lightning round. Nice. Okay, so, okay.
I mean, that's a goose if I've ever heard a goose.
Alex.
That was a goose.
Yes. Wow, that was really good. You're getting a custom magnet, Alex. Wow, that feels really good. Lightning round.
I was going to ask Alex if he ever spends time around geese.
Let's talk to Steven. Let's see if Steven's there.
Never mind.
Steven?
Hey, I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yes, Steven. Nice. Fantastic. Okay, yeah, really good, Manolo. Really good. Yep. It was really fast.
Like lightning.
Steven.
Are you ready?
Steven, yeah. You heard the...
Another one. Who's laughing?
Yeah, who's laughing?
Yeah, who's laughing?
A goose or a dog?
It's my girlfriend.
Let's get.
Is she a goose or a dog?
Human?
Oh,
the kind of a dog sometimes.
Whoa!
Hey now.
Wow! Yikes!
Who's laughing now?
Wow! Let's talk to her. Yeah, get her on the phone.
Yeah, I want to hear her goose or dog.
Yeah, we want to get her on the phone.
Oh. They want to talk to you now.
Oh, no.
They want you to make a noise.
Goose or dog. Girlfriend, goose or dog.
Girlfriend, goose or dog.
Right now?
Yeah, they're ready.
Arf.
That wasn't very guttural, but yeah, I bet
you
that
hear
was...
that?
She said no, arf.
Can we do it one more time?
Do one more guttural.
No.
No. Dogs don't say no. She's got some stage fright.
So I guess she's a goose.
Seems like a classic goose.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, now what?
Steven, what was yours? Was yours goose?
Mine was, it was a goose.
That was a good goose. That was a better goose the second time.
Okay, nice. Steven, you're getting a custom magnet. Please be kind to your
girlfriend. But also, the girlfriend doesn't get one, so I think they cancel each other out.
Oh, shoot.
But also, remember, no means no.
What? Oh my gosh, this is really getting out of control. Okay, we have one more from the lightning round. Are you ready?
Yes. You're talking to your computer.
I am talking to my computer. Okay, let's talk to Alexis from Hawaii.
Are you ready, Alexis?
Hello. I am so ready. But I go by Taco Cat now, if you remember.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Taco Cat. Okay, so Taco Cat, you sound a little bit, are you somewhere?
Bed?
Are you in bed?
Yes, because it's the only place I get service.
Wonderful. Taco Cat's in bed. Okay, okay, here we go. Take it away, Manolo. Nice.
Was that it?
That was a goose that has lips.
Goose? Was it goose with lips?
Lippy goose?
Yes, it was.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Wow. Custom magnet, really nice work.
So the object of the game is to say yes, and you'll get a custom magnet.
I think the problem with the goose or dog game is that we actually don't know if they were...
It's really tricky. There's a fine line a lot of the time.
Also, do you think that if she does a job interview, she's just laying in bed because it's the only place where she gets service?
Yeah.
I think it really does just kind of create an intimacy there that
I love that we could tell that she was laying.
We could tell. We always could tell with Taco Cat.
And one time I did it had a business phone meeting on the toilet and they didn't know.
They didn't know?
Nope.
No.
Dang.
What, did you tell them?
Nope. I was like, am I in bed or on the toilet?
Because that's multitasking. Because that's
that's one of your skills. Yeah.
And that's what got me the account.
Wow.
I'm a multitasker.
18. Really nice. Okay, so now we're going to do one more game. But first,
a word from our sponsors. That's not Sticker Wheel.
What happened?
I was thinking about the job. I'm a multitasker.
Oh my gosh, we just saw a thought happen in real time.
Welcome.
Thank you.
No problem.
These are real podcast listeners, not actors.
What do you look for in a podcast?
Reliability is big for me.
Power.
I'd say comfort.
What do you think of this?
Oh.
That's Jordan, Jesse, Go.
Jordan, Jesse, Go?
They came out of the floor?
And down from the ceiling?
That can't be safe.
I'm upset.
Can we go now?
Soon. Jordan, Jesse, Go. A real podcast.
Hi, I'm Janet Varney, and like many of you, brand new sentient robots excluded, I used to be a teenager. In fact, just about all of my friends were, too, including folks like comedian Danielle Radford.
And of course, all of us, you take on that theater accent, and our teacher would say, no, that isn't how people talk.
Right.
Don't do the super theater kid accent. It's the worst. But so when I was doing theater in high school, of course, I immediately was talking about being in the theater.
So join me every week on the JV Club podcast, where I speak with my favorite women artists, innovators, and humans as we reminisce about the past and how it led us to becoming who we are. Find it every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
Okay, so this is Dream a Little Dream of TV. It's submitted by Izzo Settel from Montreal, Canada, who we talked to earlier this episode. Real time, Izzo, winner. Take it away, theme song.
Is it a dream or a TV show?
I feel like I listened to that band in the 90s. Yeah. And I was into it.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Oh, there's a part two to this. We'll see.
Scorches.
Thank you. Scorches.
Scorches.
It scorches.
Scorches. Ouch. It scorches. Here's how this game works. Izzo writes, players take turns describing the premise of a popular TV show of their choice as if it were a dream they had, without referencing anything that would too easily identify the show. Everyone else then tries to guess what the TV show being described is. If you guess correctly, you get a point, and you can get extra points for guessing extra quickly or for describing the TV show convincingly as if it were really a dream as judged by Manola.
Wait. See the very beginning of that one.
No problem. So you're going to take turns describing the premise of a popular TV show as if it were your dream.
I see. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Can I not go first? Can someone else go first so no. I can...
I think the callers have this down, right?
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. So we're going to take a call from Shane from Pennsylvania. Shane, you're on the line.
Wow. Pennsylvania.
Hey. What's up?
Shane, you seem cool. Shane, do you have a dream?
Oh yeah, I have a dream. So
this is the
I was dreaming that there was this there were all these gemstones that were like, I don't know, they were talking to me. It was like so strange, and like one of them was red, and then the other one was like purple, and the other one was white. And, like, there was this little boy who was talking to me about, like, all his fun adventures. Yeah, it's my TV. That's my dream.
That's your dream.
I had.
I think that's a TV show.
What do you think it is?
No, it's a dream.
What am I supposed to say?
You can guess if you'd like.
Okay, it's Steven Universe.
Oh, that is the, now that you mention it, that is the dream I had was about my favorite TV show.
Mm. Wow, Shane, that was really nice. And Manolo, you just earned yourself a point, which seems immoral, but yeah, I'm going to give it to you. Wow,
it's
Shane.
Like eating a soft fry.
That was, wow, really?
That's dry.
Dang.
Yeah, it's like, soft how did it
get,
and dry.
How did it get soft if it was dry, you know?
Yeah. Katie, would you like to go? I'm going to also get, we're going to get another more competition on the line.
I don't
Let's get another
a
competition. I want
We're going to get another competition on the line. We're going to get.
Wait, did I?
What?
Did
what?
I get a magnet or does that happen later?
You did not. We cannot give you a magnet, Shane.
Why?
Because
what happened?
You have not earned a point.
I was so excited for it.
You but could earn a point.
It was convincing.
I'm going to keep you on the line.
Okay.
I'm keeping you on the line.
It was convincingly a dream.
It was convincingly a dream? Okay, you get a point. Okay, you're getting a custom magnet.
Yeah, I didn't know what he was talking about, but.
Whoa, okay, sponsored by Sticker Mule.
I'm so excited. My cats are like freaking out right now.
Oh, put your cats on the line.
You get your cats.
Dog or goose.
Joe, see, you almost missed his exciting reaction.
Good thing there's a judge on this show.
Yeah, an all-seeing judge.
Honk.
Okay, so let's talk to Griffin in Sacramento, who's 12 years old and likes soccer. Okay. Griffin, are you there? Griffin.
Hi.
Hi, Griffin.
Hi, Griffin.
Okay, Griffin, did you have any dreams, Griffin?
Yeah, I had a dream where there's this little girl, and she and her and her parents went to this weird place. And they saw this food, so they started eating so the parents started eating the food. And then when the little girl came back, the parents were pigs.
I know what this is.
You, Katie, guesses?
Pig World. John Hamm World.
Pig World is Katie's guess. Shane, do you have any guess besides Pig World?
Oh, it's Spirited Away.
Spirited Away? All right.
Okay.
That's
Do I say, which one it was?
Yeah, choose between Pig World and Spirited Away.
And we both know, Shane, we both know that if you don't choose Pig World, I'm going to find you.
It was
Spirited Away.
See you soon, Shane. I'm going to see you soon. I'm going to see you so soon.
Oh, my God. She went to, was it kayak?
Open door. Slam door.
Yeah. Wow. Shane, she's coming.
She bought a plane ticket on her phone.
Wow. So Shane, you just got.
There's not much room in my apartment. I don't have much room. I just
get
moved.
Your cats.
There's no seating, but. I'll try to be a good
Wait, no, I was going after the boy. I think I said the wrong name.
Griffin. Okay, Griffin.
Sorry, Griffin. Shane, you're fine. I'm not coming for you and your cats.
Sorry, Griffin.
Okay, Griffin. Cool. Sorry, I got to buy another plane ticket.
But Griffin, you have a chance. Points. Griffin, you're staying on the line. So hope you're not too threatened, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, okay, here we go. So, Shane, you got 2 points. Congratulations. Really nice work. Goodbye.
Thank
We're sending you a custom menu.
Sticker
Mule. No, Griffin,
no,
you're staying
you're still on.
Okay, so.
See, Katie convinced Griffin that he was Shane now.
Yeah, sorry. It's very confusing. Everyone's Lewis, everyone's Trevor, everyone's Shane. Okay, so now, Manolo.
Yeah.
Was that a convincing dream?
Yeah.
Nice.
Parents turning into pigs? Come on.
That's
Griffin,
a great one.
You got yourself a point.
In
now,
pig
we're
going to
take another call. Okay, pretty exciting.
Okay,
we're gonna talk to DJ from Virginia. DJ, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hi, DJ. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Good, DJ. Do you have a dream? Did you have any dreams last night?
Yeah, I had this like really strange dream one time about this guy just kind of walking around in the snowy area and just explaining different types of scenarios, and he had
what
are you still there
what
he
happened
got abducted
yes
did the snowman
there.
Take you
wait can you repeat it
yeah what happened at the end
He just kept walking around in this small town, and there was a lot of snow, and he liked to explain different types of, what he likes for breakfast and different things like that.
I don't know. I never watched the show Northern Exposure, but I know that there was snow in it.
So you're guessing Northern Exposure.
It's either that or Bob Ross paint stuff.
Okay. Those are the Winter Edition?
Winter Edition, yeah.
Okay, so Bob Ross paint stuff or Northern Exposure. Or so Griffin, what is your guess?
Walking around in the snow explaining stuff.
Snowy days.
Griffin, you and me, baby, all together. We're gonna have such a good time. We're gonna have such good life together.
Snowy Days. Snowy the show. Days. What network is that on?
PBS.
Okay. Yeah. Just okay, like you got just us. Like Bob Ross.
You got Big us.
Stuff.
I think you're confusing with Bob Ross, Griffin.
Wow. What do you think, Manolo?
Oh gosh. I'll say Fargo.
Oh, I was going to say The Revenant. Are we saying movies?
I mean, we shouldn't, but...
Well, DJ, what was it?
A Real Dream.
Joe Parra Talks With You.
Joe Parra Talks With You. Wow.
Oh, all right, wow. Deep cut. There
deep
you
cut.
Are.
Wow.
Clever.
Well, starring I think Joe. That's kind of the same starring thing as Bob Ross paints snowy
yeah,
days.
It's like very
thank you to Trevor on the message board for that one. Wow, that was incredible.
Explained.
DJ,
you
you know, you stumped us, but that doesn't get you any points, and neither anybody
gosh,
else.
Joe, you are a real stickler for
I
these
mean,
roles.
Wow, I mean, does DJ get any, did it seem like a dream to you?
A very boring dream.
If has anybody actually come on and like said just a straight up dream?
Mm. Oh no, nobody's actually stumped. You know what's weird though is that right in the middle of DJ's description of this show, I got a like the most boring text from Joe Parra.
What was it?
That's very weird.
Like I got a really boring
that's
text from him.
Spooky.
Can you? That, was it Joe? I had a dream.
No, it was a. It was so boring.
Joe, it's freezing. I need to explain something to you.
I think
frosted flakes.
Wow. He was just asking for
my fries are wet.
Too much snow on it.
Wow, freaky deaky.
Well, what was it?
He was just asking for a friend's address.
Yeah, great. That was
really
that's really crazy.
Text.
You should tell him. You got to text him back and be like, weirdly enough, we were just talking about you.
He's gonna think, wow, free press, nice.
Then you, don't tell him.
Classic Joe.
It's hard to say, but DJ, thanks. Really, thanks for supporting television comedy. Thank you, DJ. Okay, Griffin, you get a magnet. DJ, you get nothing.
Griffin,
wait,
thanks.
No, you get.
Thanks for supporting anime.
Yes, nice work, everybody.
Good job, everybody. See you soon, Griffin.
Bye. Katie, we do try to not like follow the callers to their homes.
Yeah, I know you can try, but sometimes you fail.
It's true. Sometimes
try means you're gonna fail.
It's true. It is tricky sometimes. Manolo, do you have one?
A dream?
Yeah.
I don't really dream. I don't own a TV. Good job.
Nice. Wow. He just high-fived himself.
That sounded like a good crispy French fry.
Yep. No, I had a dream.
What?
So it was like this like guy just
yeah,
like
swapping.
Who won't stop talking.
What?
Just this guy, just yeah. Eye contact to yeah. Me. What? Won't stop talking and then a smug look on his face,
yeah.
Always like spreading lies.
What?
And then
oh my gosh.
And then at some point I forget what kind of zone it is, but he's like, you just entered this zone.
Oh my gosh.
And then something with bullet point lists.
Katie looks really disturbed right now.
The Twilight Zone?
Nightmare. No. The Twilight Zone.
The demilitarized zone.
It's more like,
well, I don't know. I mean, maybe
the DMZ?
The, yeah, maybe the DMZ or
no,
I, maybe
no.
The foam zone?
Was
it the danger zone?
Yeah, was it the danger zone? Or
the
pocket
town?
If
I remember what zone it was then
it
might.
Keeping up with the Kardashians?
It would just, I feel like it would ruin it if. I don't know.
Shoot.
Would a caller know what it is?
Yeah, maybe a caller would know.
Just like spreading like
these
weird
lies. Yeah, let's check back in with Izzo. Izzo created the game.
Oh, yeah.
So
she has
maybe
to know everything.
Yeah, they know. Izzo?
Oh, hello. Hi.
Hi. So we're pretty confused. It's like the zone, the auto zone.
No, well,
oh,
he
the
just,
auto zone.
He's like talking. He's like, he's wearing a suit at a desk. And
right,
then he's like,
suit.
And then at some point.
Oh, is it the office?
No, it's just a straight on.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's like smaller squares with other heads talking. And,
yeah, it's a pretty, pretty wild
but
dream.
Mostly he's just him spreading.
Like, just like television news? Like,
yeah, but then at some point he goes, you just entered the some kind of zone.
You just entered the I
think it involves like I'm thinking of spinning class.
The
spin
the cyclone zone.
The no spin zone. That's what it was.
The no spin
zone. Oh, interesting. And
the Riley factor?
What?
You said the Bill O'Reilly show?
Bill O'Reilly show?
Oh, that wasn't a dream. I was visiting my dad's house.
Wow. What a shakeup. Oh my gosh. Thanks, Izzo. You really told us how to play this game. Really nice work. Goodbye. You're getting a custom menu. Goodbye.
Thanks, Izzo.
Wow.
That was a journey.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
Do you know how many times?
Yeah.
I mean, you know how many times people thought it was, wow, that was really freaking crazy.
It was freaking crazy.
Now listen, we have played three games.
Oh my gosh.
Which means that we get to vote on a game.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, is on the line. So if you vote for their game, it's whatever, but it's like you don't have to. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, but if I don't vote for Izzo's game, are they going to come and find me?
Yeah.
Because I need a friend, because I could not find Griffin anywhere.
Yeah, so everybody's on a wild goose chase, a dogger goose chase. It's a real Zooey Deschanel.
Deschanelization.
Desktop computer. So what did you prefer, dogger goose or Zooey Deschanel, or did you dream a little dream of TV?
I really enjoyed Zooey Deschanel. And I liked it because I think Izzo was very good at it. Manolo was very good at it. And I really tried my best. You and even when I didn't do well, I had a great time.
Yeah, it was fun.
So you're voting for Zooey.
I am. And Izzo, sorry, but Zooey. Count me down for Zooey.
Count you
baby.
Down for one vote for Zooey.
Mandy Patinkin.
We need more of that.
Well, Manolo, what do you think?
I loved all these games. They were so great.
Yep.
But I have to go with the front runner and go with Zooey.
Yes. Zooey. Two votes for Zooey. Okay. Right now, it's looking like Dream Little Dream is getting a lot.
All right. Well, never mind.
No, listen, we got another vote for Zooey. No. I got another vote for Zooey. We got another vote for Zooey.
Okay, but can I throw my head in for a dogger goose?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, throw it out. Put it back in for dogger goose.
Yeah, I'm going to go with I'm like more of a non-front runner. I'll go with... I'm a back runner.
Wow.
I'll go with dogger goose.
Dang. Dogger goose. Wow. I don't even remember what you voted for to begin with. Okay? Wow. This is pretty wild.
It's pretty wild just watching Joe make lines on paper.
Watching her look at a computer and like it looks like you were trying to stop an asteroid from hitting the Earth
math. Instead of physics, it's just lines on paper. One,
you're
two, three, four, cross.
It really looks like you are saving the planet right now.
I am a math. I am math.
And she has like 10 computer screens in front of her. 10 desktops.
I am 100% math. Let's talk to Rachel in DC, who's on the bus for a vote. Rachel.
Hi. Hold on. The bus just got to the station. I need to like get off, and there's so many people.
Rachel.
Dog or goose?
Yes. Yeah. Rachel, give us a little noise. Come on. Just, you know, just make some friends.
I'm here.
Give us a little noise. Just a little.
That was a dog with a paralyzed vocal cord.
Yeah, I smelled that.
No, it was a goose.
What? Rachel, what are you voting for?
They hiss.
Oh.
I didn't know that. I thought that was just snakes.
Okay, so I would vote for Zooey Deschanel, but I just want to tell you, Joe, that I'm really upset with you right now.
Why? What did I do?
That's normal.
Because on the last episode, the in-studio guest was named Rachel, and it kept confusing me. And I asked you to please call her Trevor, and you would not even acknowledge me, and I just feel really betrayed.
So Wow. You're asking me to get a guest in the studio and call her by a name she doesn't understand?
Yeah.
So that you feel more listened to as somebody that's not talking to me?
Man, millennials, am I right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds like
and
a Trevor to me. And
you want us to wait while so, you get off the
anyway,
bus?
Anyway, in light of that, I'd like to vote for Werewolf Elton John.
Get out of here! Get back on the bus! Get out of here, bus. Trevor! I know who you are! I understand everything! Everybody is a Voldemort! Yeah! Okay, so so that means...
She just high-fived herself.
Also, Voldemort is where I get my underwear.
Joe gave herself another high five for no reason.
That's a true freak sentence that I will never forget. Oh my gosh. Okay, Zooey is the winner.
Yes,
wow. Zooey. So congratulations to Timothy Rory. You are the winner of this week's Doctor Game Show. I mean, it really feels good. It feels different.
Sorry, Izzo, we're going to take the magnet back.
Yeah, we take the magnet back. You have to send it back to our house. Okay.
To our house.
We live together. Yes? Okay, so, wow, this was a pretty wild show. But now, listen, Katie, if they thought, we love her, can't get enough, where can they find you?
Oh, man, you can come to my house and we'll hang out. I'll make you pasta.
Wow, what a treat.
I live cheeks. At...
Yes! Drum roll? Is there a social media? Are you social media?
I'm not on Twitter because I don't know how. But you can find me on Instagram at khartsucks. khartsucks. We can just be friends.
So open. So much more open than I've ever
Drink
been.
Drink LaCroix on the beach. Let's
That's
do it.
Gorgeous. I love that. And do you have anything you'd like to plug?
I mean, if you're in New York City, I'm always doing shows.
Yes.
So that's great. You should watch Paid Off with Michael Torpy.
Yes.
On True TV. They're doing some real good work there. You should watch The Week Of, this Adam Sandler. I get to make out with Steve Buscemi in it. And that was the best day of my life. And the more people who get to watch it, the more people who get to live what I lived through, which was the best day of my life. And that's not a joke. He is the nicest man. And
great.
I would do it again and again and again. But he is married.
Wow, Katie Hartman. Now, Manolo, do you have anything you want to plug?
Just Manolo something on Instagram.
Nice. It's gorgeous. Please follow Manolo.
Sorry.
Is there a lightning round happening?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Get it out quick.
Thank you. Thank you to our sponsor, Sticker Mule. Get $10 off your first...
$10
off your first order of custom magnets or anything else at stickermule.com/gameshow. So if we could, Katie, would you mind just joining Manolo in like some end of show music?
Yeah.
Just so I can do some special thanks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's okay. Thank you again for being on the show.
Words, or should I just use sort of
like ghost or duck?
Ghost or duck. I'll do ghost or duck. That's my.
Okay. This is too much for me. I can't.
I am dead.
Special thanks to our engineer, Andrea Christensen, our producer, Alex Papadand, our intern, Baby Abby. Recorded at Fortunate Horse Studios in Green Point, Brooklyn. Your song is by Big Huge.
I'm a ghost.
Subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. Review us. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Dr. Game Show. Someone just wrote, "Is this music?"
Yeah, we're gonna be playing at Coachella this weekend. So pack up your dreads and come see us.
Pack up your dreads.
Hank.
sounded like that truly famous Justin Bieber song, right?
That was the most beautiful thing I've ever, ever heard. Someone just wrote, "Is it done?"
I feel like they say that at the end of every show.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for doing
that. That was so fun. Thank you guys for having me.
You're so good.
Oh my gosh. I was really trying. Like, Woody Harrelson came into my head immediately, but then I was trying to listen to what you guys were saying and also think of something else. I was just like, oh, this is why I was really bad at short form improv. Because I truly cannot pay attention and also think of something else at the same time. Oh gosh, that was so silly.
So great. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, thank you guys. What a joy. What a joy time.
Okay, here we go. So everybody knows that Manolo goes somewhere else for the majority of Dr. Game's show, based on my constant pleading for him to do his job.
I'm always off washing the shame from my hands.
Wow.
Mostly from like what I eat. Like ate a Little Debbie snack and that was a big mistake.
Yeah.
I can't wash it out. It's just too many chemicals.
Wait for the timer to start. Okay, so we give Manolo a minute at the end of each episode to explain where his brain's been at. So take it away, Manolo. Maybe you could get into that Little Debbie snack, or we have Alex, our producer, here if you want to talk to him.
Oh, yeah. Alex, how's Alaska? How's Alaska? Isn't there like a thing with like a train and then instead of a corner store, it's just a train, it's a corner store on a train that you get all your corner store items from, like Lucy's or whatever. What do you get from corner stores?
What?
Was I dreaming this? There's a train that has it's like a convenience store. It's like a haberdashery or whatever you call it. And then people go there when the train's is scheduled to go. And then you get your supplies, whatever, like diapers or, I don't know, Colgate.
I don't know, maybe like 1920.
So this never happened and I was just dreaming it? Or is it a TV plot? I think I dreamed it.
I hate to say that this is time, but just seemed like you had a really great opportunity just now to connect with Alex and ask him about Alaska, but really just kind of foisted this pretty strange image of like a post-colonial Alaska life, you know, before they have Walgreens, you know, it's just...
Do they? Is it on a train track?
All right. Well, sorry, Alex. We've been lucky to have you.
I've been lied to, I think, in my dreams. My dreams never cross me.
Alex, will you call us when you're in Alaska?
Mm-hmm.
Are you lying?
Yeah, I'll call.
Will you call in?
Phones work.
Will you call in?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be screening. Wait,
but if I'm screening, I can't call in.
Shoot.
So it's you either want me to work for you, or you want me to call in.
What is it, Joe?
Shoot.
So wait, I'm moving to Anchorage.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's like a major city.
Yeah.
But it's not Juneau.
No.
Is Juneau a big city?
No, smaller. Anchorage is the biggest city in Alaska.
Does Juneau have a train thing? No.
No, they're kind of... secluded.
Just drop the train thing. Just drop it.
I know that they have a thing that where they pick up the sewage or something because it's too cold to have a straight sewage. No? Or am I lying?
I don't know anything about Alaska.
But you've been there because your in-laws are there.
I've been there. And when this comes out, I'll have moved there.
Okay. And you'll know everything that I've been saying.
I'll have to investigate these trains.
These magical trains.
But
maybe
like,
it was a children's movie.
I was writing down stuff because people think whenever I say a movie to Alaska, they think it's like what Manolo thinks.
Yeah, Polar Express.
Polar Express. Where it's, am I being racist? Was it Snowpiercer?
Snowpiercer, yes.
So he thinks I'm eating like roach bricks. But yeah, I was writing down facts about Alaska to give a perspective.
Yes, let's hear
the facts that I gave you.
No real facts. Anchorage has a population of 294,000.
Can you cut his mic?
356 people. There's like
wait, that was cut in a way that made it seem like
there's 356 people.
This is my book report.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This is like my fifth grade report about Alaska.
Okay. This is good. Who's Manolo, a teacher or a student?
Yeah, what am I? The pet lizard.
You're like the person that's like monitoring the teacher to see if they get fired.
True.
So you're just sitting in the back judging.
True.
And like, yeah.
Okay, let's hear the rest of this report.
Oh, well, I was pointing out that Anchorage has a population of 294,000. So it's like pretty decent sized. New York City, on the other hand, where we are now, has a population of 8,622,000.
Wow.
So of all the 311 U.S. cities with populations over 100,000, New York City is the most dense. With about 28,000 people per square mile, followed by San Francisco, which has about 18,000 people per square mile. But Alaska, of the 311 U.S. cities, is the least dense, with about 175 people per
square mile. This is all numbers facts.
Yeah. Followed by Macon, Georgia, which has 612 people per square mile.
Are we still talking about Alaska, though?
This is Anchorage, yeah.
This is just population facts. You did a book report on city populations.
That's how fifth grade book reports always start.
Really?
It's always like,
this is just the beginning?
The gross domestic product.
Okay.
So it's been a while. Anchorage is the 67th largest city in the U.S.
Uh-huh.
Between Cincinnati at 66 and Greensboro, North Carolina at 68. So people don't freak out when you say you're moving to Greensboro, North Carolina.
I see what you mean.
Or when you say you're moving to Cincinnati, they're like, whoa, get your medicine on a train.
As a teacher supervisor would say.
And then I wrote a few cities that Anchorage is larger than. Okay. Newark, New Jersey. Yeah. This is bigger than Cory Booker.
This is not a book report. This is like...
Orlando, Florida. We're bigger than Disney World.
Oh my God. This is your...
Jersey City, New Jersey.
This is like a...
Buffalo, New York. Lewis from Buffalo. We're bigger than him.
It's like you're not
Richmond,
even...
Richmond, Virginia, the capital of the Confederacy.
You're not even living there, but it's...
Salt Lake City, Utah?
It's already your identity, and you're defending it.
We're bigger than all those Mormons.
Oh, my gosh.
This is my favorite Manolo minute.
Anyway, I just want to point out...
Oh, my God. I'll never insult Alaska again.
Anchorage is pretty decent-sized.
And you have a Kmart.
I don't know. There's a Costco.
This was the best. This was the best one.
Here's a thing that happened. There was a thing where like Pitbull was gonna like depending on online votes, like who are the best fans, and he was gonna make an appearance and perform at the Walmart of whatever the fans say, but then he got trolled. It was like a Walmart tie-in, and they got trolled, and they sent him, the fans, you know, quote unquote, internet people, sent him to a Walmart in Alaska. And it was the funniest thing, just the idea, like, kind of backfired, and they sent him to a Walmart, the weirdest, like, probably the smallest Walmart in Alaska. And he had to shoot a video of him being like, all right, I'm going to Alaska, guys. Gonna perform there. I'm looking forward to meeting all my fans. That's all.
Like, also, Alaska's great.
No, I shouldn't have said that.
Great things about Alaska is like there's no poison ivy or poison
Pitbull
oak.
Pitbull perform there.
So,
is poison ivy your worst enemy?
No, well, I'm from Georgia. I grew up in Georgia, so it's like Georgia has all the bad things.
Like it's the Australia of
like
America.
Every venomous snake, every poisonous spider.
It is a
like
it is the Australia.
Every
of...
bug. Like when you look at a map of the US, like where each like it's poisonous and venomous thing is, it all overlaps in Georgia.
Wow. Are there mosquitoes in Alaska? Because they're my worst enemies.
Apparently there are.
Then forget it.
But like, forget they it. Can't be as bad as Georgia. But no, there's no ticks. There's no really? Poison ivy, poison oak. There's no poisonous spiders. There's no...
The band never performed there.
What?
The band Poison never performed there.
I don't know. But so it's like instead of all the little stuff... You just have to worry about the big stuff like bears and moose.
Can we just can you upstream. Hey Alex, I know you're in Alaska right now and you
trains.
You don't have a lot of time, but if you could isolate that just that moment where Manolo made a joke about the band Poison but didn't really clarify that and then laughed and Lynn didn't really get the joke out and then you acted in confusion. just that one that's clip. Could you send that to me cuz that's going to be my new ringtone. Yeah.
Can be your alarm clock waking up to confusion. The band never performed there.
What?
The band Poison never performed there.
I don't know.
And that's time. Yeah, that's time. Okay.
Was that a minute?
Yeah, I think that was a minute.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think in this episode, you mentioned Bob Ross. Was it this episode or last episode?
It was, yeah, Katie Hartman. Bob Ross paints stuff.
Yeah. He was influenced all his paintings because he was in the Air Force stationed in Alaska.
Whoa.
So that's why
he's like... Is this all like, from the Wikipedia?
Probably. It was part of my book report. Bob Ross, the reason he's like chill and painting is because he fell in love with Alaska and wanted to like, you know, paint its beauty.
Wow. That's like me in the Pacific Northwest. I want to retire there.
Have you been there?
Yeah. It's nice. I'm going to get a place on the Puget Sound, one of the islands.
What are you waiting for?
I have to retire. I have to start my untangling business. And then retire from it when I have untangled all the world's problems. Dream a little.
I think we did it. Yeah, we did it. We did it.
Okay.
Great job, guys. Really amazing.
That was a bunch of babbling.
That was so much good chemistry.
I'll probably cut most of that out.
No! It was perfect. It was so perfect.
It's the ring, ring, ring on the telephone. It's Joe Firestone. Let's play a game. It's yes or no. You got to know. We got the game show. Game show. Do, 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 do. Game show. Do, 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 do.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.